What's up, people? It has been a minute. It's been a few weeks. But welcome to the Cold World Podcast. Glad to be back. It's been a lot of stuff that's happened. The Super Bowl happened. I didn't really care too much about. I know there was like a crazy play towards the end of it. But I think the Grammys came on tonight. There's a lot of things that's just like been happening in pop media. I just haven't really been into much of anything lately. I did read who won what tonight. I probably won't speak on it. There's a few things that I guess I do want to speak on. I want to start by saying rest in peace to Dean Smith. Somebody who's played basketball most of my life and just what it's meant to me. Dean Smith meant a lot to that sport. He's responsible for Michael Jordan. He was the basketball coach at North Carolina, and he was a father to a lot of people. He was just a really great coach, and he passed away today. But it looks like he lived a great life. I can definitely say from a basketball perspective, he goes down as one of the great basketball minds of all time. So rest in peace, Coach Smith. You will definitely be missed. The other interesting thing that I saw was Kanye West has a new shoe with Adidas, and they're about $350 a pop because he's only made 3,000 pairs. And I saw a picture of him, and they was like these frumpy looking, they look real plastic. Man, the shoes look like, they look plastic. They didn't look like high end art. It's just really interesting that when you get to a certain place in life, the things that you're able to do. I truly feel like if I worked at Adidas and my name was not Kanye West, and that's what I suggested that we make, I probably wouldn't be working at Adidas the next day. I don't know, man. I mean, maybe they look better on somebody's feet. I saw him wearing them, and it's so interesting. Kanye West is just a really talented guy. I do think that he's an artist. I think that his growth or his genius, whatever you want to call it, I mean, I think that you can't deny the brother's talent. But I also think that you can just say when somebody's doing a bit too much. And I know there's a lot of Kanye fans that might feel some kind of way about that. I just feel like homie be bugging out a lot of the time. Like, he just really be bugging out. So when I saw him in the picture, he was wearing like some pants that were too little and oversized shirt where the neck was just wrung out the collar. You know, it was just really interesting. So, like I said, man, I appreciate his genius. I think that he's a really smart dude. I think that a lot of things that he does is hit or miss. I actually really loved his last album. I thought songs like Black Skinhead was just amazing. And I might be alone in those things. But I think that homie is somewhat of a genius. I just think that everything he does isn't gold. And these shoes are supremely ugly and frumpy. That's what I want to call it. It's frumpy. That's the only word that comes up for me when I think about it. You look them up. It was just, this is a frumpy shoe. The other crazy thing that happened, this is like the last of my little news rundown and things that just were on my mind, but President Obama is in trouble again. Apparently, I don't know if trouble is the right word, but he is all over timelines and he is trending because he made comments about religion at a Christian dinner. And President Obama is Christian. This is always something that has just fascinated me, just in the type of jobs that I've had, the types of work that I've done. It's just really always tripped me out. It's always tripped me out regarding religion. When I was social work, it's like, oh, you could just never talk about those things. I grew up Christian. My grandmother was very Christian and imparted that on me, and I'm grateful for it. I've never hid that. I don't hide that. I wear a cross. It's just something that I believe in. And that's not something I'm ashamed of. I think it's just really weird. And I think today's time and age, like, you have to, like, you got to be really aware of what you believe and how you talk about it. So when President Obama made the comments that he made, were that basically we need to not be on our high horse if you are Christian, because there were times during the Crusades and through the Inquisition where a lot of people were killed in the name of Christianity. And then he also pointed to slavery. He pointed to Jim Crow. And all these things are factually correct. Like, these things happen. It's not, I don't know if it's something to necessarily be proud of, but I think that it's something that has to be acknowledged. And I think a lot of folks, you know, were saying he wasn't a Christian, he wasn't this, he wasn't that. I mean, those are facts. Facts are facts. I mean, these things happen. There's a historical account of a lot of people dying in the name of Christianity. And I say this as a Christian. I say this as somebody who believes what he believes and will believe it tomorrow. But I just feel like every time President Obama says something, it's just definitely, he just, it's so easy to make him like the Antichrist, or just the worst person in the world. But I wasn't even really too concerned with what his comments were, or that some folks had like reactions to it. What I get really concerned about, and that makes you kind of scratch your head, is the wrath that comes at that man, and just the level of disrespect that President Obama has seen throughout his presidency. And we just have to kind of be okay with it. I don't think it's cool, man. I just don't think that. I think there's a line, and I think that people can cross a line. And when we talk about something like respect, we gotta really, man, you got, respect is one of those, I'm a man first. I've said this before, I've said this regardless of the jobs that I've had and what I've done, like, I'm a man first. You have to be aware of these things. You have to be aware of that fact, that that's how I'm showing up, because blatant levels of disrespect will have us in a different space. So, of course, the president can't necessarily do what he wants or say what he wants when someone is insanely disrespectful to him. I think that's why at his State of the Union, that's why that shot that he took about he's already won an election twice was so great and refreshing, because you got to see him bite back. I live in Oakland, which I say all the time. And right now, there's this battle around education. There's always some type of battle here, right? But I work in the realm of education, so I'll talk about that one. If this was 6 years ago, it would have been in the realm, me talking about the battle and the struggle for autism awareness and where folks are landing on certain things. And I was equally as passionate during those times, too. But now I work in education. I've been in education for a while. It's something that I hold pretty near and dear and close to my heart. And so here we have a new superintendent, and our superintendent is black. And I'm bringing this up alongside the Obama story just because there are some similarities in how things happen that I see. I was here for a bunch of other superintendents. I was here when we went into this thing called state receivership, where basically our school system is working so poorly that the state comes in and runs us for a while. And so I've been here through all of that. Never in my life, never in this process, have I seen a president be so disrespected and a local superintendent be so disrespected. Now, let me be clear. These are men in very high ranking positions. There are certain things that come with that. There are certain liberties that they have and power that they have, that they're afforded. So you have to deal with certain things when you afford that type of power and privilege. I get that. I totally get it. But when really important people or powerful people are calling our president a monkey, or Jan Brewer, or anybody is just blatantly disrespecting the president's wishes, or when Boehner invites one of our enemies to the White House without clearing that with the president. I mean, these are things that are pretty much unprecedented. And then bring that here home. Like, I'm hearing people tell the superintendent that he's not black enough, that he needs to go back to where he came from, and like yelling at him and pointing in his face and saying just a bunch of things. And that's like on a local tip. Like, I'm there. I can touch these people. I can see what's happening. Both of them keep that cool pretty well in the public. I just see it, and it just incenses me, man. I don't agree with everything that our president does. I don't agree with everything that our superintendent does. But the thing that bothers me is I know in my heart, I truly believe this, and no one has to agree with me. But if these folks, if either of these people were not black men, the level of disrespect would A, not happen with the vitriol that it does, and B, if it did happen in such a way, it would be self-corrected by people swiftly. I truly, truly believe that. Now, to be fair, there's a lot of jokes that may have been taken at the behest of George W. Bush. There was a lot of late night fodder. There was a lot of like small things like that that happened. But blatant disrespect from peers, from people powerful, and it's just it just didn't happen. That's my little rant on that. I think that Barack Obama can say whatever he wants, and that's his opinion. And I think especially when what he stated was factual, and people like to treat it like it's an opinion. We just gotta, I guess before I turn off of that, if that had happened to me, I don't know, man. I think there's a reason God has not put me in that type of power, in that type of position, and I probably will never be in that type of power or position, because I'd lose it, man. I just think there's some things that are just more important, and especially if I had children, like both those people have children, like you're just not gonna talk to me like that in front of my kids. It's just not gonna happen. I watch people tell my pops in front of me when we lived in a shelter that he needed to be inside before this time, and like basically reprimanded him in front of me like his son. And I think that has had a lasting impression on me from something that happened more than 20 years ago. And that just couldn't happen in front of my kid. It just couldn't. We'd have a real issue. Maybe that's me bringing my own stuff in there, man. But I'm just saying, like, the levels of disrespect is so crazy. And then folks say things like freedom of speech. Yes, you have freedom of speech. You have freedom to say anything you want. What you don't have freedom around is how someone may respond to that and what may happen to you. So, yeah. You can run up on somebody and you can scream fire in a movie theater or on a plane, but you might get tackled. You're free to do that. You're just not free around like the consequences that happen. So you can yell at somebody in powerful position or whatnot and feel how you want to feel, have a bunch of emotions and put your finger in their face and all that stuff. But somebody might punch you. I don't know. That's just it is these not neither are right. I'm not justifying that. I'm not saying that should happen. I'm just saying what could happen. If I'm giving a speech and you want to run up in my personal space and you want to say some stupid stuff, you can't control if I jab you. Now, I'm not a violent person, people. Not at all. I am a very gentle, kind human being. I'm just saying, you just can't do stuff without consequences, man. Speaking of freedom of speech, this didn't lead to it, but I had an interesting conversation about this show, Empire. Empire is on television. It's on Fox. It's this black show, and it's about this music business, this family that's in the music business. They have, you know, a record company, and it's just about the trials and tribulation that they go through. Supposedly entertaining stuff, right? It's won a ton of awards. It has really high ratings. It just got, you know, renewed for a second season. It's topping a bunch of lists. It's like the ratings are crazy, right? And I just made a comment. I think it's like a lightweight, cheesy show. Now, this is, let me tell you why I think that. Now, this is the thing. I've seen every episode. I guess I support it. I mean, I've watched it. I definitely want to give it a chance. And I know how shows kind of start off shaky. And I think that the show still has potential to become a great show. But apparently, they're probably not going to change anything because they like are really rocking as things are, right? But I'd be asking myself, like, why is that show number one? What is it about that show, or what is that show showing that's making it appeal not just to black people, but to white people as well? And for whatever reason, and aside from The Cosby Show, which was ultimately a hyper positive show that made everybody feel like they could relate to it. And I know that it's taboo to say anything about Cosby, but he had one of the like greatest shows of all time, regardless of what I feel about that show or whatever. Like, it was, right? Like, but aside from The Cosby Show, white folks tend to get really interested in black stuff when it has a negative connotation around who we are, like, as a people, or what it is it is saying. Now, I'm not about to go so far as to call this show coonin. I'm not about to do all that stuff. I'm not going to act like I'm above the fray of watching, like, some ratchet stuff on television, because I'm not. I'm not at all. I really just think that the show is corny. I just think that anytime that we're having a regular conversation and then we bust out in a song and we become the Negro Glee, I just think that's corny. It don't speak to me, but it speaks to a bunch of people. And I'm not yucking your yum, yo. If you like that, then you like it. I'm not, there's no judgment based off of me, but I just feel that that show is mad corny. The other reason why I feel that it's corny is I like Terrence Howard. I do. I think that he seems to be like a cool dude. I do feel like he is like a kind of a one note actor though. Why is it that every time Terrence Howard is acting, looks like he's about to cry? If they gave an award for overacting throughout the life of your career, it would have to go to Terrence Howard. It just would, man. Now listen, Terrence Howard has made a great life for himself. He has had a lot of success, and I wish that brother more success. I am just telling you why I think that the show is corny. Now, let's move to, I'm going to start with the Suns. I'm not even going to go to Taraji yet. Let's talk about these Suns, these like that fit really neatly in like these different boxes, right? So it's like the sensitive, gay, talented son. Then it's the baby, the one that's the spoiled, like testosterone driven kind of archetypal like baby son, right? That's supposed to be getting this company, and just what he represents, and with his shirt off, and you know, they put lip gloss on this little thug boy. Like, he's supposed to be a thug, but he got like lip gloss on. I just don't know how that works. Like, it just. And he's been punched twice now. Like, he's supposed to be the hard character. He's been punched twice. Once by his mom with a broom in like beginning episodes. And then I think in the last episode, his brother just gut punched him. Like, it's just bad. It's weird. And then you got the other brother who is like the exec dude with the suit. You got him married to a white woman. Like, there are just so many like stereotypical things that happen with all of these brothers. And it's just interesting. You gotta watch it for yourself. Maybe you will love it. You'll love it. I don't know. I do feel like if you're white and you don't know a lot about black people, I do think that like you will feel like these people cover a large base of black people. Or maybe you won't. Nah, let me stop qualifying that. That's why it's like that. Is to make you not have to think too much. And then Taraji, whom I love. I think Taraji is such an amazing actress. She's so beautiful. I've been in love with Taraji P. Henson since she was talking about tacos and Baby Boy. I love tacos to this day. Okay. I mean, I like tacos then, tacos and baby boy. I can just hear her saying, "Jody, my Jody," right now. All right, we love Taraji. Okay, she is a national black treasure at this point, and the girl can act, man. She can act, and she looks good doing it. I'm happy for her that there's a job that's kind of working, but she is so over the top, man. It's like, it's just so over the top. Like, when she comes in, and her job is to cause tension in the organization and things like that, she just, they just have her so over the top. And I think that the reason why that show is so number one and everything and amongst non-black folks is because it got us out here looking crazy. But you know what else? A lot of stuff got us out here looking crazy. So, it's interesting. I'm going to bring somebody on to talk through, like, Empire. Because we did something similar. I did something similar and had these conversations when Blackish came out. Which I think Blackish is a cool show. I actually enjoy Blackish. I get the points of people that don't like it. I do think that it's tough being a black show that you have to... It's almost like you got to represent all black people. And that's not fair. You know, but the fact is that it's so few black shows that when one comes, it's a lot of eyes on it. And, but you know, hey man, if y'all like the Negro Glee, yo, I'm not mad at you. It's all good. I'm not mad at you. Oh man, I'm just coming on here talking about random stuff. I was trying to get my little brother onto the show because we was talking and we was talking about how competitive I was. Just growing up and how I still am now. And so we was at my barbershop this weekend and we like had this argument for like an hour and a half and we thought it'd be a good show. But he be Hollywooding me and I say, "Yo, Will, we do the show every Sunday. I can tape it anytime you want, when you want to do it." And for whatever reason, I'm big on timeliness, yo. Like, he just didn't, I got a text from him a few hours ago, like, "I don't think I'm gonna be able to come." It's like, nah, I bet. It's like 7 o'clock. I am putting you on blast, B. Because we talk about how I'm over competitive. I can't wait till you come on the show. I'm like, gonna eat you alive. I said that with love. You're like my favorite person in the world. You know me better than anybody else. But I'm ready. I'm gonna have you across this table. It's gonna be some fun stuff. You know what I'm saying? You probably love Empire too. We can talk about that as well. Saying, man. I'm ending my rant right there for now. I'm sure I have a lot of comments though. You can't talk about like things that black folks love. Like Empire, black folks love them some Empire right now. I'm about to have real life hate mail. It's good though. I will address it. But nah, seriously, I love doing this. I'm glad that I got to talk on those things. And I will see and talk to you all soon. Listen to the Cold World Podcast. Hope you all have a great week. Strive for greatness. And I'll check y'all out soon. Peace.
And I just count the hours. Yeah. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Rumble, young man, rumble. Life's a trip, so sometimes we gon' stumble. You gotta go through pain in order to become you. But once the world knows you, you'll feel like it's only one you. Now you got the power to do anything you want to. Until you ask yourself, is this what it's all comes to? Looking at life through sunglasses in the sunroof. But do you have the power to get out from up under you? Fuck all these labels, fuck what everybody wants from you. They tryna ask who rose you. Welcome to the jungle. To be continued. We on that Norman Mellon shit. In search of the truth, even if it goes through Taylor Swift. Tell her this.
No one man should have all that.